So today I want to talk about Katy Perry and the eye. And this is going to be an unpopular video because I'm going to go against the truth or narratives being put out there quite dramatically, I might add. When something goes this viral, I'm a little bit suspect. And I found like hundreds of videos of this clip I'm playing right now. But I wanted to know the context of this. And basically, what I believe, in my opinion, this is part of the show. This is not a glitch or a vaccine injury or vaccine damage. That's jumping to conclusions, in my opinion. And for some reason, this person was lumped in with Justin Bieber, and I'll talk about that as well. This, I believe, is part of the show. This is not just a concert. This is it's basically like a Broadway musical. It's a full-blown production. And Katy Perry is playing the role of a doll or a toy. Okay, a toy doll. And this is what toy dolls do. They have these eyelids like this, right, that you can open and close by pushing a button. So that's what Katy Perry is doing. It's just part of the show. That's all it is. And they put these psyops out there so that we jump to conclusions and we look stupid. And then they're just going to accuse us of crying wolf. There they are. They got it wrong again. So first of all, let's analyze the movements here. So this is in slow motion. All he's doing is closing one eye, closing the right eye, leaving the other eye open, and then blinking with the open eye a little bit. But notice, if this were a glitch or some kind of neurological damage, Katy Perry would not be in control of the situation. All right, Katy Perry's standing there playing a role, playing the role of a toy doll in this theatrical production. This is like a Broadway musical. Katy Perry is doing a residency in Las Vegas for many months doing this theatrical production. I'll show you some images of this. It's not just a concert. This is like a full-blown Broadway musical type of event. This is like an actor in a stage production. So he's just closing the eye, blinking with the other, and then pushing. Why would that open the eye? Pushing the temple. And this person has a thing about eyes, the third eye on an album cover. It put the third eye in the mouth. And it explained why it did that, because it's a singer. So the third eye is not on the forehead, it's in the mouth. Beer can boobs, right? Because this is a man, doesn't have real boobs. It's a psyop within a psyop, within another psyop, all right? There's three psyops going on. First of all, this is a man. Second of all, this is not vaccine damage. It's just part of the show, so that's part of that show. And then it's part of the much bigger show that's being played in this terrarium. If that were neurological damage, why would pushing the temple open the eye, like right on cue? Katy Perry would have freaked out a little bit had this been a real stroke or something like that. Katy Perry was standing there, composed, looking at the audience, and the eyes are even opening and closing kind of within the rhythm of the music. All right, this is part of the show. This is part of the act at the concert, which is not really a concert because it's more like a Broadway musical. All right, so we have to put this in context first, all right? Put this in context, which nobody did because everyone had these 30-second clips of this, and I couldn't even find the rest of the song or whatever, but it's part of the song. It's part of the show. It's like one of those Las Vegas cabaret shows combined with Broadway musical, and there's talking, and there's dialogue, and there's music. So it starts out, Katy Perry is playing a doll, a toy doll. That's how it starts out. So that's why Katy Perry's acting like a toy doll, because that's the character it's playing in the show. And there's the third eye in the mouth right there. So that eye, so there's probably some Masonic imagery going on with the pointing to the temple, opening the eye. That's a Kabbalah kind of thing. But watch how Katy Perry comes out as a doll. There's the doll. So there's a lot of animation, the Kabbalah symbolism going on. But this is the vessel and the body, spirit entering the doll getting out, and there's checkerboard floors. So that's Katy Perry just escaped, not flying away like an angel. an androgynous angel. But this is quite the show. I've never seen a production like this. There's the hand of God bringing down androgynous Adam, and there's a light bulb shaped like an eye. See, he doesn't want to come down. He's like, hey, I'm a divine being. Why am I trapped in this body? It's got the angel wings there, right? See, it's a toy that came to life as a human now. It's descended into the material world. This is not just a regular concert. You've never seen that at a rock concert you've been to. This is a Las Vegas theater production. See, I'm just putting this in context here. That eye thing happened in a show, probably not this exact show, because I couldn't find that exact footage, which is what I wanted to see, was that exact concert, especially that song. But you can't find it because they don't want us to see that. They want us to take this out of context and run with it and start making claims that we cannot back up and make us look foolish. This is like going to see a movie or something, all right? So Katy Perry is playing a character throughout this. This is like an Alice Cooper show on steroids. It's got that the dualistic colors again on the dress. It's not black and white, but it's pink and white. And look at all these actors they have on this stage right now. It's one of these Las Vegas shows, and it's been going on all year. Does Katy Perry look vaccine damaged right now, jumping around like this? I don't think so. I'm trying to stay away from any kind of narrative, whether it's coming from the so-called truth-seeking community or the mainstream media. A lot of psyops going on all sides. Now here it is with a rat and the beer can boobs. Now see here, it's pouring out beer from the boobs. And if you think about it, you know, real women have mammary glands where milk comes out to nourish a newborn child. But Katy Perry doesn't have that. Katy Perry has, I think that's supposed to symbolize beer. It's actually sugar-free Red Bull. I mean, this is kind of influenced by Madonna. Madonna always did weird things with the breasts. Maybe there's even a phallus symbol right there with the rat's tail, in fact. But this is the outfit it was wearing when the eyes went crazy. But again, it was part of the act. It was planned and rehearsed. You can do that. You can go in a mirror and close your eye, blink your other eye, push your temple with your finger, and then open your eye. That's just it's a move. It's like a dance move, all right? It's in character. That's all it is. So here's some eye symbolism. The Eye of Horus, the third eye. This is the first album when this person was known as Katie Hudson. One Eye Symbolism. Second album is called One of the Boys. Telling us right there, Katy Perry. Perry is a male first name, and the album is called One of the Boys. And more recently, this album called Witness the Third Eye, which usually is on the forehead, but here it's in the mouth because this person is a singer. He admitted this on a talk show. And this album called Smile is the most recent. We got the checkerboard dualism, male and female, showing that this is a drag queen, that they're all gods in drag. And this is the theme of the current musical production in Las Vegas, playing the role of a toy doll, which has Kabbalistic implications, being that the body is just a vessel for the androgynous spirit, so they make their bodies androgynous to match the spirit. And this one has another one of these androgyne guitarists spewing out sparks from the head of the guitar there. This one has a male Adam's apple that we can see quite prominently. And I think this one plays in some other bands as well, I'm sure. But I don't know too much about this guitarist. But Devin Eisenbarger, Guitar Master Class. Well, I think I'll skip that one. All right, now Justin Bieber, same thing. You can go in a mirror and do these same exact movements. I did it. I tried it. I can do all these same movements these people are doing. I'm not vaccine damaged. I don't have facial paralysis like these guys are claiming. They're faking it, all right? They're faking it. It's a psyop. All he's doing is moving half of his face. He's moving one side of his mouth. Anyone could do this. It's not hard. He's lying, all right? They're lying. is a psyop. And this is how they roll. What they try to do is muddy the waters. Both of these things are not evidence of anything. They look suspicious, but what happens is we tell our friends and family members about these things. Well, look, it's vaccine damage, and they're like, oh, no, you're crazy. And it divides us. It just divides the public. And meanwhile, Justin Bieber's married to another man there. Look at his wife. And the wife supposedly had vaccine damage as well, but we don't know that. They're just claiming these things, right? They're just trying to confuse us. They're experts at deception and causing chaos, and they're getting supernatural help. But this is obviously a man, right? So Justin Bieber, a lot of people believe he's FTM. He's a female, and he seems more female than his wife, that's for sure. Wife just cakes on lots of makeup. Male bone structure, nose job, makeup. It's the same thing as all of them. There's no evidence of vaccine damage with these people. I don't think these people are vaccinated. Why would they be? These are agents of deception. Very valuable assets for the deception industrial complex. These people are more powerful. They have more influence, especially amongst a certain demographic, the younger people. They have way more influence than someone like Joe Biden or just about anyone else. Influential people, Katy Perry and Justin Bieber. They're not going to kill these people off. They're very valuable. And, oh, the best part is Katy Perry actually dressed up as a vaccine. So all three of them, they were promoting the vaccine. They were promoting it to their constituency, otherwise known as their fans. Very influential people, more influential than politicians. They're basically agents of deception, primarily. Secondarily, they sing and dance. All right, they're agents of propaganda and deception. Katy Perry actually dressed up like a vaccine. Katy Perry is a vaccine. All right, these are sorcerers. They practice pharmakia. These are magicians and wizards. They want you to get vaccinated. They want their fans to get vaccinated, but they're not going to get vaccinated. I don't believe that. I think they're faking vaccine damage. They want us to think they're vaccine damaged, but that's all part of the psyop. This is how they work. They just try to drive us all crazy and get us to fight amongst each other. And they want us, and this gives them a lot of attention as well. They get in the news. I saw there's like hundreds and maybe thousands of videos about this, and they're all saying the same thing. It's vaccine damage. It's a clone. It's a whatever. No, it's a non-vaccinated tranny. That's what it is. And this is a psyop. That's my opinion. See, this helps with the coming controlled opposition majority, which is going to be the right-wing Republican majority that's coming to the American government, at least. But they're all controlled opposition too. They say the right things. They say a lot of things I agree with and I emotionally connect with it. So they're even more dangerous to me. Like if Nancy Pelosi says something, there's no danger of me agreeing with anything a Democrat would say about anything. So they cannot influence me. But when a Republican or someone on the right with a conservative platform says something, I'm probably going to agree with it. It's probably going to make sense to me, and I'm more likely to follow that person and trust in that person and believe them, but then at some point, they're going to try to throw us all under the bus. For example, Donald Trump, Mr. Vaccine himself. In fact, that's where transvestigation came in really handy, because I liked Trump and what he said, but when I realized his entire family were a bunch of trannies, and the trannies are Freemasons, then I realized he was not somebody I could trust, all right? It was the transvestigation that saved me from being a Trump-tard, all right? No offense to the Trump-tards out there. We've all been fooled. He says the thing, I agree with most of what he says. I like his persona, his character, you know, to a certain degree. He's kind of self-centered and arrogant and all that stuff. But these are characters. They're actors in a giant movie. That's the real stage, the world stage. So yes, there are a lot of people out there getting vaccine damaged, dying, having all kinds of problems, but I do not believe that Katy Perry or Justin Bieber or his tranny wife, I don't believe any of them are actually vaccine damaged, but I think they're faking it. they want us to believe they're vaccine damaged. It's all part of the PSYOP. And it kind of covers up the real vaccine injuries and deaths. We're all getting played at all times. And this is a great example, this Katy Perry thing. They played us, man. We got punked. They punked us all.